Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Better Beer Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Island, and with me as always, Sean Dunn.
Hey, everybody. Happy Memorial Day. It's probably passed for you now that you're listening to this, but we happen to be recording on Memorial Day, and I don't know about you, but I've barbecued two times today.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you get the day off, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. I guess we first should say that, you know, being Memorial Day today, we should definitely take a second to remember what the day actually means before we go into talking about too much barbecue. But, you know, all the fallen American soldiers over the years, over the course of, you know, since 1774 or whenever the War of Independence started, that's what this day is all about. So definitely want to make sure we cover that.
Yeah.
But, I woke up and I barbecued bacon.
Awesome. Yeah, I like to drink lots of beer on this holiday.
Yeah, I mean, this is a beer podcast. I mean, I hate to take up too much time about bacon, but I don't eat a lot of bacon, and I know you don't eat a lot of bacon. But my buddy, I woke up this morning, and he sent me a picture. Him and his dad were barbecuing bacon, like had their barbecue going with cast iron skillet, and I thought, I took my recently won lottery scratcher that I had, went to the liquor store and got $5 worth of bacon, did the same damn thing at my house.
That sounds fantastic.
Oh, it was great.
I actually do enjoy a good piece of bacon every now and then.
Do you?
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, I mean, if you don't like bacon, you're just not American.
What's funny is, it's like, I mean, we usually eat turkey bacon. I know this is probably a little long-winded about bacon. We usually eat turkey bacon, but I just thought, I'm not, on a day like today, I can't, I gotta go get the real deal. So we did, and it's been cool. We went to my in-laws for a little barbecue earlier too, and I guess you've just been working all day.
Yeah, I'm working all day serving beer. That's what I do. I serve beer. So since we're talking about giving credit where credit is due and the holiday and everything else, I actually wanted to take a minute to give credit to you actually for what you do and podcast and whatever. Just I just think like every time I listen back to the podcast, I'm always like, you know what? It sounds as good as it sounds because of you.
Well, and thanks, man.
I'm always in there going, "Hey, I'm the host," but you know, the real show is this guy here.
Oh, well, thanks. And the audience may notice that the sound of the podcast has changed a little bit. I was able to pick up some recording gear I had at a friend's house, and we've upped the ante on microphones and stuff. So if you hear a little bit more of the room, that's why. But we're still working on it. Hopefully, this is an improvement.
Yeah, we were just talking about that before the show. These microphones pick up damn near everything. Yeah. So it's gonna be bittersweet.
Just a little breaking down to the fourth wall. So, sometimes when you're drinking beer, you gotta burp a little bit, right? I mean, usually, and we're able with the cheaper mics we had, like pull off to the side and just kind of, you know, I mean. But now it's gonna be like, I think there could be drinking games based around when Nate goes to take a secret burp.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do something about it. We're gonna have to give the secret burp cue or something. You know, there'll have to be a song for it or a chime or something.
Definitely. So we got a lot to cover today.
I actually had a things that Nate make me need to. To open a beer.
Do you?
I thought if you're okay with that.
There's a tear in my beer, so. 'Cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
So speaking of the holiday and barbecues and what have you, last night I was at a barbecue that my family goes to every year, have since I was a baby, and an old friend of my dad's. It's a fun party. There's a pool in the backyard and this spa that all the kids have always, you know, it's what happens. The kids play in the pool and the spa, and we all drink and barbecue and have a good time and everything. So sitting around the bar and
you better flip that bacon, Dad.
The guy,
I think it's about done.
Well, the gentleman across from me has been coming to this party. He says, you know, it's been about 18, 19, you know, 20 years or so, he's been coming to this party, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, cool, that's it, you know, it's awesome. And he told a story about the first one that he ever came to, he actually.
Oh, okay.
As I was a kid, we used to get in that spa, And this spa has like, you know, the suction filter at the bottom of the spa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is like their suction filter is on fucking steroids. Like it's really? Like the craziest suction filter spa. And it like to the point where if nobody's in the spa, there's almost a vortex.
Oh, really?
That will go down to the bottom of the spa, like because it's so powerful.
Uh-huh.
And I remember as a kid, you know, getting stuck on it and getting, you know, and everything else. And so one of the kids of the girl, one of the girls who I grew up with, her kid, mm-hmm. the first party that this guy's ever been to, gets sucked to the bottom and gets stuck to the filter.
Oh no!
And underwater. And so this guy who's telling me this story last night, the first party he ever came to, he yanked this kid off the bottom and saved his life. Basically, uh-huh. you know.
Wow.
Okay, cool. That kid's graduating high school.
Oh man!
This year.
Yeah.
And I grew up with his mom, and I'm just going, fuck.
Yeah.
I am so old. And so
so you need a beer.
Because of that, I luckily I was already drinking, but you know, that made me want one of these here.
Well, it's funny you talk about kind of getting old and stuff, and I got a brother who actually just Wednesday graduated high school. And I remember, you know, him being born and whatnot. We're 12 years apart. So it's definitely, you know, kind of getting to that point in your life where you're like, uh-oh, you know, I've been an adult for a long damn time, you know.
Right? Yeah. There's something about it. Getting
so I got
old.
A thing that makes me want to crack a beer. But we had...
You want to back-to-back them?
No, I'm going to save it because we've got a very... You know, slight window here to get. We've actually got a phone call coming in right now. Let's see.
Awesome. Sweet.
Rusty, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, Rusty? Hey, you know what? It's funny you called just now because we were just setting everything up and for the phone call, and we were telling people how sometimes people just have a knack for drinking, and you know, something. Past the normal human abilities, and we were talking about you having
absolutely.
That sort of ability.
And I, well, hey man, pints of Guinness make you strong.
That is a song that I've known Rusty for a long time, and I've, you know, we've been through a lot together. But I just thought,
yes,
you know,
we have
because we have me and Nate have this podcast going now. Maybe there's some pro level drinkers out there who, you know, me and Nate pretty average. Maybe. We need to have an expert come on staff here every once in a while just to give, you know, pointers, you know, tips and tricks.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I would always say, you know, no matter how good of a drinker or, you know, some people are philosophers, astrologers, you know, theologists, mm-hmm. you know, you always have someone to look up to. And I must say, you know, drinking... Is, you know, drinking is, I would say, well, it's hard to say. Drinking, well, if you haven't noticed, drinking is the war against death.
Oh, is it? I've heard you
now,
say
think
about
that for a second.
Uh-huh.
I would love to be enlightened.
So, you know, what would be, you know, if you're fighting death, what is death? So who would be the enemy then? If you're fighting death,
uh-huh.
who's the enemy? What's the opposite of death?
Life.
Life. You're, yeah.
So therefore, drinking is what then?
Drinking's life.
Life.
Well, I kind of told you when we were talking, you know, throughout the past week about our new podcast and sort of the premise of it, and you had told me that you'd be a little uncomfortable. Being involved in a podcast such as this, like as far as like, you know, we rate beers based on their, you know, like color, taste, and things of that nature. And you said you'd have to give them all a 10. Basically, you'd be a bad.
Yeah, I would be a very, very, very bad connoisseur because I would just love everything.
Hey, you know,
I would just be like, oh, this is great. Oh, God, this is so good. You know, blah blah blah. I couldn't be. You know, I couldn't. I just would have a hard time giving a beer a bad review. You know what I mean?
Biased on all levels.
I don't think I could do it.
Unbiased on all levels.
So we had kind of thought in the genesis of this idea about having you call in and be our drinking expert that you may want to give a few, you know, some little insights into, you know, what makes you that next level drinker. And, and you'd mentioned you had a few things that helped you develop into this, serious kind of, you know, serious, pro level drinker, and a few experiences you've had along the way. You thought you might want to, you thought maybe you'd want to share a couple of those experiences with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say, well, I think it started off when I was like 20 years old. And, well, oh, I, you know what? I just thought about another thing. Remember, buddy, when we were, working and then we had to take that plane ride back home. I'm gonna segue off of what I thought I was gonna say right now so I can explain this.
I know where you're going, and does this involve me being on a Greyhound bus?
Yeah. you would have never thought you can get home faster on a Greyhound than a plane, but apparently you can.
I can set it up a little bit. Rusty and I were working in Nevada. We were working construction. And
You want to set this up?
Yeah, I'll set it up a little bit. We're working out of town in another state, Nevada. And, you know, we had been staying together, working construction, doing this and that. We decided to come home for the weekend. And I don't know how... Oh. Rusty had been... Given the opportunity to take a plane, whereas I was only had money in my pockets after some serious tattoo binging, I think, that week, to take a bus.
Yeah.
So I guess it kind of it started there.
Yeah. So you know, we were at the airport and drinking heavily. And we were gambling and whatever, you know, it's just Reno. And then my foreman at the time says, "Hey, go up there and make sure that we can, you know, make sure the flight's on time." So I'm like, "All right." I go up there and I you know, very calmly ask the guy, in my head, calmly, mind you, like, "Hey, is the plane going to be on time?" And the guy says, like, "Yeah, it's on time, but you're not going to get on it." I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he's like, "Man, you're drunk." And I said, "Well, no, I'm fine, you know." And then we kind of went in this back and forth kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Hey, man, like, it's going to happen one way or the other here. You know, you're not getting on the plane, so you might as well, you know, just give me your ticket. We're going to give you the next one out." You know, he was being very, like, kind or whatever.
Yeah.
So I had to give him my boarding pass, and on it, because back in, you know, when you're not 21 yet, this is like 10 years ago, you have a, it's called a youth pass, and you get a cheaper rate. So I had to hand him my youth pass as I'm shit-faced. And I give him that, as he saw, and I remember, like, looking back at him, kind of like, "Well, where's my beer?" And he's like, "It's right here." And he let me get my beer, and I went back, and then, sure enough, you know, As soon as I didn't get the plane, I'm outside in the rain in Reno, dumping down, starting to get cold, and there were these two nice people. They thought I was like a bum or something, and they got me like a sweatshirt inside the airport and brought it back out to me, and it said Reno on it, and I put it on because, yeah, it was cold because my bag was on the plane. I mean, I had nothing. And then, you know, and not only that, but there were some nice people at Denny's, because when I went into Denny's, they made a bed up for me in the back, like, sleep. And then I went back into the airport, I slept on the conveyor belt, and once it started kicking up, I almost missed my flight. But, see, that was the segue into what I was going to actually say.
Okay.
About, like, the, All right. So... I'm in, I think it was Boca Chica. It was either Boca Chica or Seal Beach or, like, Sunset Beach. It was, like, somewhere right there, just north of Huntington Beach. And, you know, I was with my buddy, and we brought some girls, and, oh, my God, like, it was pretty bad. And I had a bottle of Jack Daniels in my hand, and I was peeing off the lifeguard tower. And I see these two headlights, and they're coming. And I knew what it was, but I couldn't stop. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pissed.
Once you're midstream, you know, like, you can't pinch it off.
You can't stop going once you started. I mean, it fucking stings. So, I'm pissing off the lifeguard tower, just, like, pushing as hard as I can, probably blowing a fucking vein out of my fucking forehead. And, you know... they got to me faster, and I remember them saying, I was really tossed, And I remember them saying, like, okay, who's your friend? And I, at the time, I was so drunk that I could have, if I would have thought reasonably, I could have just told them their name. But in my head, I was just like, I'm not giving my friend up. So I just gave a bogus name because I'm like, was not in any shape, and I wasn't in my head. I thought, I'm not giving up my friend, you know?
Yeah.
And so I got a, you know, I got arrested for, you know, being drunk.
Drunk and lying to an officer.
You know, it sucked, you know, whatever.
A special ticket on there for peeing off of lifeguard tower.
Yeah. I mean, they could have probably done worse to me.
Yeah, pile
but,
on a few extras.
So that's all they got me on. And then, you know, spent the night in jail, and then I went home the next day, you know, whatever. Well, you know, hey, note to the listeners, let me just tell you, man, they do not forget about your court date. Like, it's very important. So, I'm just calling it right, like, as I see it here. So I had a date to go to court, but I was working out of town, so I was like, well, fuck it. You know, in my head, I was like, whatever. Well, I ended up getting a warrant out for my arrest. And then I'm like, oh, hey, another heads up for your listeners here. If you don't want to wait in line, like, if you want to go to court and not wait in line, just have a fucking warrant, dude. They'll fucking usher you right to the front. You don't got to wait in line. They'll put you right up front.
Well, Russ, go ahead.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no waiting. You just tell them I got a warrant here. Hey, come on, you're right up front. So I'm sitting there, you know, because I had to work. I mean, let's be honest here. It's not like I was fucking around trying to ditch the shit. You know, I was out of town working. I mean,
yeah.
Let's be honest here. So, you know, then I'm sitting there. I'm waiting for my, you know, for my turn. You know, I'm waiting for my time at bat here with the judge. And then, you know, they call lunch break. So what do I do?
Uh-oh.
You know, I was like, well, naturally, I go to Beach Girls. And I saw this place as I was driving to get something to eat. And it's where these scantily clad girls in lingerie serve beer. And I thought, well, this is a good place to get lunch.
Sounds fantastic.
So I go, and I'm drinking at Beach Girls. And it's in Westminster. I can still remember it. And, you know, I started, you know, getting a little drunk. Well, I get myself back to court by the time the recess, I guess you would call it, has ended.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm sitting there, and then I got a chance to talk to my district attorney, and my district attorney's like, have you been drinking? I'm like, no. Crazy. And she's like, well, I totally smell alcohol on you. Where'd you go for lunch? And then, like, I just thought of the first thing in my head. I was just like, Olive Garden. And,
because they don't serve alcohol there.
My district attorney ratted my ass out. She went and she told the bailiff. And so she's supposed to be on my team, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not. She told the bailiff. The bailiff comes up and he's like, all right, man, I understand that you're under the influence. And I'm like, well, no. I always denied it.
Before. Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, well, what are you in here for? And I'm like, drunk in public? He's like, you're a fucking idiot. Oh, shit. So the bailiff tells the judge, and then the judge goes, well, all right. So I went up and, you know, had to stand before the judge now. Now I knew I was fucked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Coming in with a warrant, already, you know, it was a bad situation. And the judge goes, well, you know, Mr. Shackelford, it seems like you have a serious judgment issue. I'm like, I think you're probably right, you know, whatever. However, I was able to get out of this. You know why? Because I paid, I think it was like, I can't even remember now, but it was like $200 to like a battered women's shelter, and they dismissed the case. I got like Scott fucking free.
And these are the kinds of things that make Rusty the pro.
Yeah,
you know,
That's. I was gonna say it seems like a long list of bad decisions there, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know, man. I got years of experience on this shit.
We definitely are.
I mean,
gonna want...
not only that, but me and my buddy here, my brother, dude, we got stories. We could. I mean, oh my god, how many?
Well,
truly.
Just as a side note, I was part of that story. So when Rusty was sleeping on the conveyor belt, I was about 3 or 4 hours into a 9.5 hour Greyhound bus trip. So I remember thinking, two things. One, I'm very, very hot, and one, I'm very, very hungry in this Greyhound bus. And I remember the window would only, they would only allow you to take the window down about an inch. And I mean, there's, you know, 150 people or whatever on this bus, and it's just sweltering. And I've got two fingers outside of the window trying to redirect air towards my face, you know, cause they don't want you either hanging out or jumping out or throwing drugs out or whatever out of these buses. So I'm just thinking, oh, you know what? Rusty's probably back in his own bed. He probably got there an hour ago.
And oh, hell no.
I'm dying. I'm sitting on this bus, you know, and lo and behold, I beat you home on the bus.
Who would have thought, man? Who would have thought? Cheese box beat home the plane.
All right, Rusty. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I know everybody was looking forward to hearing it when we set it up last week, and I'm glad it worked out. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We'll be back in contact.
And I want to let everyone know, since this is a show about drinking, uh-huh, the reason why I was unable to pick up the phone is because I passed out.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Rusty, you want to play a game real quick?
All right, let's do it.
All right, fucking it. All right, I'm gonna pause you for 1 second because I gotta do one other thing that we were doing right before you called, and then we'll get straight to the game. So don't hang up, okay? All right. So what I brought this week, we should probably get started with the beer, uh-huh, as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I brought was the homebrew.
Oh, cool.
So we get to try the homebrew.
It's nice.
The Tort Vicious Lemon Delicious, and
this is what Nate brewed in his backyard.
I will say it has a very mosaic hop to it, which I didn't understand what totally meant until after I brewed it.
Yeah.
And so now I know I'm not the hugest fan of mosaic hop. I do enjoy this beer.
It's really good,
but it's good. It's very good. But I think I'll change the recipe up a bit and ditch the mosaic and add something else with a little bit more.
I really like it. So. It's really bomb.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy it. All right, so let's play this game with Rusty.
Rusty, you still there? Okay, sorry, I had to turn down a little bit.
All right, Rusty, can you hear me?
No, you're fine. No, I'm just jealous that you guys are drinking alcohol right now.
I can't taste it. Beer that I made myself. I'll tell you what, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, so this is a beer I made myself, actually, and if you win this game, we're gonna give you a beer koozie, a better beer koozie, and I'll tell you what, if you get 2 out of 3 right, I'll send you one of these beers.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that, and if I lose, I'll pay you for a beer. Now I'm curious.
Nate brewed this in his front yard.
I brewed this in my front yard.
People thought he was out there cooking controlled substances, I think. It was during the Lemon Festival.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
that's understandable.
In my...
Well, hey, man, you don't have to worry about me and winning or anything. I'm going to try your beer one way or the other. So
I'll make sure you get to try one.
For sake of the show, we can act like it's a game.
Yeah. All right, so this game is called Find the Imposter. It's a segment that Sean made up, and what it is, okay, we give you 3 names of beers, 2 of which are real beers and 1 is a fake.
Oh my god!
And you know how?
So, actually, dude, that is a hard fucking game because there's so many crazy names.
It's crazy out there as far as beer names, and honestly, our other contenders haven't done so well because you're right. There's no end-all, be-all beer name right now. Like, there's no name where you'd be like,
dude,
no.
That is actually pretty clever.
so you are you up for it? You want to play?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
All right.
Come on, man. All right. Let it ride, motherfucker.
All right, so the first beer is Buttface Amber Ale. The second beer is Big Butt Brown Ale. And the third beer is Santa's Butt Porter.
I'm going to have to say that the third beer is not real.
The Santa's Butt Porter?
Yeah.
That's a real beer, my friend. That's a real beer.
Oh! You gotta be shitting me.
Sorry, Rusty. The Big Butt Brown Ale is the imposter.
See, come on now. It's like we're splitting hairs here.
Yeah, so I made that one hard by putting butts in all of them, you know?
Okay, all right. I know this is hard. This is a rough one. Okay.
I've got
a lot of faith in Rusty right now. Yeah. A beer drinker of his caliber, I think, is going to nail the next
two. He's going to get one of them, I'm thinking. All right, so the next set of them is Seriously Bad L, Yellow Snow, and Witch's Cauldron.
Oh my god. How in the hell? Can you repeat it one more time?
Absolutely. Seriously Bad L, Yellow Snow, and Witch's Cauldron.
Oh man. Oh god. I can see how that someone would be witty with both of the first two. I'm gonna have to say that the second one is not right.
The Yellow Snow is a real beer. The Witch's Cauldron is the fake.
Oh, you know who's witty is you guys. That sounded like two. To me, I thought you guys were like, no, there's no way. Okay, all right, let's keep going here.
All right, that's redemption last chance. Time here. If you get this right, we'll send you a beer koozie, and either way, you get to drink the beer. So,
Roger.
All right. So, the first beer is Tactical Nuclear Penguin. The next one is Weasel Weizen. And the third one is Moose's Drool. Moose Drool.
Well, I know Moose Drool's real.
Right on. I knew he was going to get that one.
Repeat the first two?
So, Tactical Nuclear Penguin or Weasel Weizen.
Jesus Christ.
Which also is a beer.
I'm going to have to say that the first one.
The Tactical Nuclear Penguin? Womp, yeah. Womp, womp. Oh, sorry, no, man. Dude. That one's the real one.
Bump, 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 bump.
You know what, though? We've actually decided ahead of time that all of the people who play this game get a free beer koozie anyways. So you'll get a free beer koozie and a beer for it.
You know what? I'd really rather money. That way I can have an early retirement. Hey, you got anything over there?
Yeah,
we'll muster something up.
We'll send you all the money we have.
No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for the koozie, guys.
Rusty, thanks so much, man.
You can't do it, can you?
It's been too. Yeah, I'll get it all figured out. But thanks, man. We appreciate you calling in, Rusty.
All right, love your show, man. I'll talk to you.
Thanks a lot, Rusty.
Well, I thought that went really good. We've been looking forward to having Rusty come on the show. Give us a little bit of the finer points of, you know, professional beer drinking. So, thanks a lot, Rusty. What else we got coming up today?
I like it. I'm glad that we can have that. I hope he will frequent us with stories of the professional drinking life.
Well, if I know Rusty, I think he's got plenty more where that came from. I think we ought to get into. I say we do a little. Homebrew tips.
Because you still have. Do we have a beer we're doing, or are we?
I do have a beer we're doing.
Let's get the beer so we can.
I didn't even bring any cups for it.
Yeah. Well, we can bottle.
You want to tell people what's going on with the website for like 30 seconds, kind of cast some light on that.
Yeah,
and then then I'll grab some cups and we'll do this.
Yeah, all right. I kind of rolls into to beer. Tips or homebrew tips also, so I guess we'll kind of do a little bit of both, but yeah, this podcast kind of started with the betterbeerclub.com, and what that is a free website of a community of people who come together who drink craft and support better beer. So that's why we do this, and that's why each week we come together with a new beer that we review so that we can kind of shed some light on it. Give you guys, give a rating, just give it a playing field, just to keep it fun, you know. Give you guys something to drink along with while we play. And that's the betterbeerclub.com. You can also listen to the podcast there, which if you're listening to this, you already know that probably. But subscribe on iTunes and give us a damn rating, you know. We got a rating last week and we loved it. And if you listen to this podcast and you love listening to it, then do us a favor and subscribe on iTunes or Podomatic, or you can just listen to it on the website. That's fine too. But give us a rating. Give us a comment. You know, let us know how you feel about
that
it.
That reminds me. Bad. Comments.
Wait, are there more? Are you? The new website.
Okay, we've got no comments.
The new website will also have a comment section where you can leave comments on each podcast and everything
okay,
else
cool.
And in a like a blog section. So it'll be kind
of
nice.
I think now with the addition of Rusty, we may be getting some more comments.
Call in, comment on Rusty. I mean, good or bad, I don't care. If you want to call in and say fuck Rusty, that guy sucks, then be my guest. In fact, maybe we'll take your phone call and his phone call and let you guys duel it out. I don't know. I don't even know if we can do that, but I'm gonna run with it.
All right. So I think we ought to get down to the beer of the week, which was my turn this week, even though we didn't really realize that till after we got here, but whatever.
Oh, shut beers. Up. Are you? Remember I told you I brought a beer?
Oh, are you serious?
I think I brought that exact beer. Unless you just took that out of my ice chest.
No, I got this out of my fridge.
That's exactly the beer. That is so weird. That's funny.
This week's beer can't be opened with a bottle opener. It's a cork. This week I got Brother Thelonious from the North Coast Brewing Company. You're telling me you got the same beer in your cooler?
Here, check it out.
Produce
check
it. Oh, no way. That's so weird.
Is that fucking funny or what?
I just thought, I was going in there and I thought, well, this is great though, because we may have some stuff one another doesn't know about the brewing company or whatever, but yeah, I found this and it was a big bottle. I thought, well, I'll just get one big bottle and we'll share it. And
that's exactly what I was thinking. Cool. I mean, it's like 9.5 or something like that on the alcohol by volume, I think.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, I mean, a confession.
Uh-huh.
This week I forgot that it was your week to bring beer.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and brought beer.
It's never a problem.
I was going to bring this one anyway because I wanted to let you try the homebrew. So I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll just do both. No big deal. And then I get here and Sean's like, so it's my week. And I went, oh, shit.
Because I saw you brought cups and I thought,
brought beer. And the beer I brought is the exact beer that Sean brought. I don't think that'll ever happen again. I mean, with all the choices out there.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Unless I bring Bud Light and you're like,
where'd
hey,
you get
I
yours?
I'd rather not say.
Sorry, that was not a great pour.
So it's a Belgian style, right? So I was kind of thinking that it would look a little bit more like a Hef.
Yeah.
But
You know what? To be honest with you, I hadn't even looked at the alcohol by volume on it, and now that I know it's 9.4, I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah, it's up there, like 9.2, 9.4, something like that.
So just a little background on the beer this week. It's made by North Coast Brewing Company. Started up in 1988. They're located in the historic town of Fort Bragg in Mendocino. And over the course of the last, you know, whatever it is, since 88, they've won 70 awards. They've got other well-known beers, Red Seal Ale, Old Rasputin, Russian Imperial Stout, Scrimshaw Pilsner, just a few that are listed here. And they're really into supporting the Thelonious Monk Jazz Institute, and that's what is on the cover of this one. It's Thelonious Monk.
Huh. Can I see that?
Yeah, just chilling with a beer.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're heavily involved in Monterey Jazz Festival, and they do a lot of stuff. Some of the proceeds from the sales of this beer go to the Thelonious Monk Jazz Institute, which kind of keeps the art alive of jazz. Thelonious Monk was a piano player, and actually, since it's a special occasion here, I've got a little Thelonious Monk to play while we taste.
Oh, awesome.
That's a good idea. He was a jazz musician, piano player. Oh. And anyways, just from the looks of it, it's very dark in color. It almost looks like honey, like a dark, dark honey or something.
I was kind of thinking that it was going to be like a barrel-aged Belgian style. But when I hear Belgian style, I think of a wit or something like that. And this is a lot deeper in color, a lot darker.
Yeah.
It does have a Belgian yeast smell to it though. Like you can smell that sweetness, you know.
Well, cheers. Let's try it.
Man. Yeah, it's awesome. I'm I'm really excited to give this a go. You know, this is what we talked about before. It's like, this is one of those ones where it's like a bottle of wine almost, you know? You open one of these, you put it in a goblet, you kind of share it.
Yeah, this is kind of special right now. We got this little chandelier going on top, got the jazz music.
Yeah, having nice a nice bottle. Having a moment, having a podcast moment. It does have a really Belgian smell. And
you know what? Because we tried a few other beers that were darker in color, such as the Rogue and some of the brown ales. This has a lot cleaner finish than those beers. I know they're a different style beer, but with the color, I would think, oh man, this can be really skunky and really, like, you know, tough on the drinker. But
yeah,
it's really mellow for some reason.
I'm not getting much hop at all. There's a very slight hop to it. It's more of like a caramely sweetness with a Belgian like a Hef style like when it first hits your mouth, you know.
Yeah.
And then later you get that caramel, but the alcohol by volume kind of hits you. It kind of has that. Kind of has that hits your tongue, you know.
Yeah. Definitely potent. I wanted to go back and say too about the homebrew. I can't believe how nicely carbonated it is.
It's ridiculously carbonated.
It's so almost, you know, like if you look at it, it looks like you've got, it's the same carbonation level of like a Martinelli's apple cider or something.
Well, did you see it when I first poured it?
And
it
I don't know if I did.
I mean,
big old head on.
I pour this, that particular beer I pour so slow. And can never get less than like a 2-inch fucking head on it.
Wow.
And that's if you poured it good.
I mean, it's really like foamy on top. It's really cool. I like it.
It definitely has a froth. It laces the shit out of the glass. When you give it the time to coat the edges. And it's definitely, I mean, I like it. I'm happy with the homebrew. I'm happy with the homebrew.
I think it came out really good. Really good.
Yeah, just I think, like I said, I'll put a minor tweak on the recipe, I think, and I mean, since we're on homebrew, let's do some homebrew tips.
Yeah, I'll just say real quick too about just wrapping up on the Thelonious Monk thing. I was immediately drawn to it because I've heard of Thelonious Monk, and actually this song we're playing right now is called Caravan, and when I was in high school, I was in the jazz band. We did the jazz ensemble, we do jazz combos, and this song was one of the ones that we played in a combo setting. And we won a competition with this and two other songs. So when I saw Thelonious Monk on the bottle, I thought, I've got to try it just for that reason, you know, because I'm kind of familiar with them. I think it was a good choice. It's kind of cool in a lot of different areas for me, and particularly if you like jazz, the brewery is doing a lot to support jazz through the sale of this beer. So, anyways.
When you've been out buying your beer, how many times have you... have you seen this one and gone, and then moved on and got,
you know what,
whatever
I can't,
you got?
I don't know if
have
I can it? Remember ever seeing it before.
I've wanted to do this one like two or three times, but because of the alcohol by volume and what we've been talking about on the podcast and in the past tastings and stuff, I've kind of been like, I'll wait. And then I finally was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just doing it. Like, because this week I wanted to do something that was like, I was either going to go with the lager, because I don't think we've done a lager yet.
No.
Or I was going to go with an IPA, because we haven't done an IPA yet. And then this one, you know, reared its pretty little head at me, and I was like, oh yeah, let's do that one.
You can really tell it's twice the strength of a normal beer.
Yeah, you can taste it, yeah.
All right, so homebrew tips. I know we're drinking the fruits of your home brewing here tonight, along with our beer of the week. So, what you got for us?
I have a little bit of a homebrew question to start it off, and then I guess I got some tips. One is the carbonation. I'm not really sure why. It's a good thing, I would assume. I like it. It's nice and fresh. It's good. It's carbonated. It tastes great. It's real bubbly, you know, in your mouth as well. But I don't know. Like when we were talking about at the beginning, like, is it because I bottled too soon? Should I have let it, you know, let it ferment a little bit longer and get a little bit lower? Or is it because I you know, you added, you know, added too much sugar at the end and then carbonated in the bottle real heavy or what, you know. So I would kind of like, you know, to do a little bit of research on that and figure out why.
Yeah.
Because not all beers have that amount of head. I mean, it's one of those. But then there's some that do. I mean, mm-hmm. there's some beers you throw in a goblet and it's like that. But they're usually not this style of beer. Yeah. You know? I don't know. So
very good. I like it a lot. Cool. So that's the homebrew question.
Right. So, and then with the homebrew stuff, what I wanted to touch on is one of the things that I want to do that I've been developing over the last like couple of weeks. And one of is I started thinking I want to put together a kit. I want to put together a homebrew kit.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things that when I talk to other people about, oh, they're like, oh, you homebrew? Yeah. Oh, you brew your own beer? Yeah, I brew my own beer. Yeah. Oh, you know, oh, that's so cool. I'd want to do that. And you ask them, like, well, why don't you do it? You know, I don't know what I'm doing. And, oh, isn't it really expensive? Like, those are the things I get all the time. Like, And I started thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? It can be really expensive. If you buy a bunch of, you know, crazy equipment and you do what you do, it's, I mean, you could be in the thousands of dollars and be like, shit, I haven't brewed my first batch yet, you know? Yeah. Like, and
that's how I am a little bit when it comes to anything. I'm like, I need the tools to do the job.
Right, you know? Right, exactly. But I started thinking and I was like, you could easily do this on a smaller scale, you know, it like for people that want to get started and want to do it and they don't even know if they want to commit yet. You don't even know if they're going to like it, you know, whatever the case, like 1 gallon batches, like little 1 gallon batches, they'll boil quicker. The process will be quicker because it's all like that. And so, you know, I'm going to put together everything that you'd need to do it in your kitchen. Just easy kit and keep it inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Keep it like under $50 probably, you know? And it's like for under $50, you could brew your own beer, gallon form. And then I'll just make a bunch of recipes and sell like little kits, like little recipe kits. You want to brew a wit? Here you go. You want to brew an ale? Here you go. You want to brew that? And those kits could be inexpensive too. They could probably be like between $10 and $15 for one little kit, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's like, it would all be worth it, I think.
Definitely. That sounds great. We were talking about that. So look for that coming up on the website, I'm assuming at some point.
Yeah, I'll develop it a little bit more and we'll move along, you know, with that, and then hopefully we can offer that to people.
That'd be great. Okay, cool. Well, is that all you got on beer home tips for this week?
Yeah.
I got a little things that make me need a beer. There's a tear in my beer. I don't even want to mention it by name at this point. I've been doing a little work on the weekends just to kind of help out financially and, you know, helping out some family friends and, you know, kind of paying the bills and whatnot. And this past week, my brother and I went down to a friend's house in Riverside and we entered the backyard, just getting our yard ready for a party. And we were confronted with the biggest onslaught of morning glory I've ever seen in my life. Okay, you know, you're a gardening guy.
Yeah,
morning glory get out of control?
Infest a property, yeah.
I'm talking, there are like trees in the surrounding houses, not even just on her house. Like there's a lemon tree where it's like, it's basically a prop for a morning glory. Yeah. It's a morning glory tree now. Yeah. It's like intertwined its way through the entire tree. So I was talking to my brother, he's over tonight and he's still sore. We were there all day Saturday ripping this morning glory. And it's like, it's unbelievable how prolific it is. Like how it just goes everywhere.
Yeah. And it's not easy to get. Once it starts getting into the trees and bushes and stuff like that, it doesn't come out. It's hard to get out.
And then it'll root in so many different places. It'll just keep rooting. So I know this is probably thrilling podcast material, but I mean, I was thinking, you know, you remember watching like George of the Jungle and stuff in the day back and when you were a kid. And you think, come on, nobody can swing from a vine.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, man, you could do anything with these vines. That's how tough they are.
Did you swing from it?
No, come I didn't. On. I was scared to. But I mean, I'm talking, you'll look at the ground where it's kind of originating. And I mean, there's a pack about 8 inches wide of just vines, just intertwined with one another.
Yeah.
So we spent our Saturday doing that, and then I spent all day Sunday trying to recover from the allergies from it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm still just barely getting over it. So it may not just be the mic tonight. It might be my sinuses. But, I mean, that was just, oh, man, I had to have a beer. And, boy, did I after I got home on Saturday night. So that was it. All right. Well, we're running running hot tonight.
Yeah.
We got a lot going on.
It's
going
to be a long one, I guess.
So you've got an interview we want to do, and then we have to koozie approve, and we've got to get our beer joke, pub joke of the weekend. Yeah. You want to handle that interview and get going on that? And
yeah, I will. Let's do the interview. Want me to just jump into it?
No, it's up to you. You want to set it up or do you?
No,
you
no, I have it. Yeah, I just didn't know if you were going to
fire it off.
Plug a theme song on me real quick when I started or something.
Well, you know, you ask. Sure you ask and I provide.
No, you don't have to. I just was
This is our interview segment. All right, I think you're ready to go.
All right. So I took a little bit of it. Well, you know, I think the interview kind of says it all. Like I said, I'm going to kind of sneak up on people every now and then and see what they're up to. So got a little pre-interview part and then the interview. So here we go.
Okay. It is Thursday. We are sneaking up on Rock House Brewing Company right now. It looks like their doors are open, so we'll at least get to talk to someone. I'm not really sure if they're brewing today, being that they open today, but being that their tasting room is open today. But we're gonna give it a sneak anyways. We're gonna head on in there, see if we can't catch them in the middle of something, and hopefully we'll get a good interview.
All right, so we're down here with Lars and I can't remember, what's your name again? Brandy? Brandy, absolutely. We snuck up on them here. We're just going to ask them a few questions, see what they're up to. So what are you guys up to over there?
We're brewing our Shield Maiden Saison, which was created by Brandy right here. Okay, so our second batch of that. It's a light, funky Belgian brewed with Meyer lemons, coriander, grains of paradise, lots of good stuff.
Nice. Now, I know I just kind of introduced you guys a little bit, but you want to go ahead and tell everybody what your name is and maybe what you do here?
My name is Lars. I'm one of the co-owners, co-brewmeisters.
My name is Brandy, and same, I'm one of the co-owners.
Yeah. And accountants, yep. And lots of other things.
Many things.
Nice, right on. So, you guys have your Viking theme going on here at Rock House Brewing Company. What you guys? What's the story behind that? Like, why the theme? What's the deal with that?
Well, as you can tell by my name, I'm part Viking back in the day. So, I always just loved, you know, Vikings are just badass, and what goes better with, you know, Vikings than beer? So,
badass beer.
Yeah, and Rock House, the name. Or Rookhaus is it's Old Norse for a type of stone that Vikings used to use in stacking and building and whatnot. And they just recently discovered one of their only stone structures were their brew houses.
So it's not actually pronounced Rockhaus. It's Rookhaus. Is that what you said?
Technically, it's Rook. Like if you're able to actually spell it out, it'd be like Ryoo. Okay.
Check. Okay, so I'll continue to say your name wrong as I plug you on the podcast.
There's too many good slogans. With
awesome.
Rock, so.
I read that you guys have a new beer coming out, right? Some kind of porter or something. Is that true?
Yeah, just released it yesterday, our smoked porter.
So it is released already?
Yeah. Just yesterday, brewed it with some cherry wood smoked malt. It's really nice, our first smoked beer. Just a hint, though, not overpowering.
That sounds really nice. I'm going to get down here in the next couple of days and taste that. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then we're also going to be having a few more releases for our 1 year anniversary in June, which is now almost 2 months away. The girls are going to be brewing a Belgian triple. We already did a triple hammer that we're aging, and we're doing a White Rabbit Jack Daniel's barrel aged version of our Skull Crusher.
Awesome. That sounds delicious. Yeah, we'll get down here. We're gonna check those out. I won't waste too much of your time. It looks like maybe Mark even just walked in. Hey, Mark, what's up, man? How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Care to state your name and plug what you do here for the podcast?
Podcast. My name is Mark Heffernan. I'm a co-owner and co-brewmeister with Lars.
Awesome.
Do everything else: janitor, head dishwasher. Dog petter.
Dog petter. He's a really good dog petter. Well, cool. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the time, and we'll catch you next time. Cheers to better beer. So, yeah.
Man, that reeked.
Oh, you were just waiting to do that, huh?
I thought about it, yeah. You know what's funny is that I would be willing to bet money that that was a Jack Russell Terrier. Was it?
No, it's oh, it's not actually. It's,
that
it
sounds
does,
just
I,
like my dog.
Yeah, as soon as that went off, though, I kind of, you know, as soon as I was looking, oh, I can hear your dog, you know. Oh, never mind. That's right. Yeah. That was the dog.
Wow,
know?
That was cool.
I actually.
Well, that's great. And you know what? I know kind of a little bit Mark from when he was at his old job. My band used to play at his establishment. And he was always super knowledgeable. He introduced me to a lot of really good beers because when we'd go play, I'd always say, "Hey man, you know, what's hip? What should I get?" And his taste is just impeccable.
Yeah.
Everything he's ever chosen for me has been great. So I'm really happy to hear that he's doing his own thing now along with the other guys because I really think he does have a gift for that. And cigars too. He's really a cigar.
Yeah,
you know,
he does
aficionado,
dig,
so.
he does dig his beer and his cigar.
Awesome.
I enjoy Rockhouse. It's a great place to go, on a lot of different levels. They make great beer, and their Hammer Thor IPA is like their flagship. It's really fantastic. I personally like their Berserker Brown, and they got a handful of their Eric the Red is great. But a couple of things that I like, and Mark has helped me build a couple of recipes for homebrew. The brown ale I did, he kind of helped me do, and a couple of things I love when you go in there, because they sell homebrew supplies also.
Yeah.
And so they're a brewery, but he also does homebrew, or he did homebrew forever, and he sells supplies. So you can drink a beer while they're crushing your grain, while they're putting together your recipe bill. And that's awesome. I mean, there's not very many places you go into where it's like, you're like, here's what I want. They go fucking get it for you while you drink their beer,
you know,
and it's like, oh, this is fantastic. And it's just, you know, and then on top of that, one of the things that I love about their establishment is you walk in, you sit down, the person you're looking in the face is the person who brewed this fucking beer.
Yeah.
You know, and he knows your
name. Kind of like what I'm doing right now with your beer.
Kinda. I mean, he's a smart guy. He knows your name. He memorizes people's names, which is big in the type of industry. You know, I'm in that industry, and that's one thing that people love when you do. And he's there with a warm handshake, and he's saying, "Hey, what can I do for you? What can I get for you?" And he's pouring your beer, and he's giving you your beer. You know, be it Lars, be it Mark, you know, one of the ladies, you know, they're all in it together. But that's amazing. Like, that's amazing. Like, some of the other places have gotten a bit bigger, and that's fine. And they have employees, and their employees are great and everything else. But you lose something. You lose something when you stop being the person who's going, yep, I love this. There's a pride of ownership when you're going, here you go, this is my fucking beer. Enjoy.
And when I heard he had that thing going, all of them, but it's because I know Mark a little bit. I'm a big, like, I've got this goal to be like an entrepreneur one day, like start my own business, do something cool, you know?
Yeah.
Don't just get stuck in this machine of working every day for somebody else till I die type of thing.
Yeah.
So I love it when I see somebody succeed and like,
oh yeah,
get to do that. I'm like, hell yeah, it's possible, you know? And it's, for me, I always struggle with the idea, but it's like, what would I do? I don't know. You know, I got this and that idea. But with him, it seems like, I mean, obviously he's got a knack for it. He went right down the road that seemed like the most,
absolutely
reasonable, which is start your own brewery, and it worked out perfect. It seems like it is. Everything's been great. Yeah. I've heard so, awesome on a lot of levels.
They've been great. They've been great to me. They've been great to us. I mean, they've, as soon as I went in there with the beer club idea, it was like, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I thought. And they, you know, automatically were like, yeah, sounds great. Well, you know, we'd love to be a part of it. Well, you know, what you're doing coupons. Yeah. We'll give you some coupons to offer, you know, you're doing this, what, you know, whatever it was, you know, we want to come down and get an interview. Yeah, sure. We'll do it, you know? So, I kind of feel bad cause I've waited this long to put them in the podcast, but I wanted to wait until
we had a few more listeners.
Yeah, until we had listeners, you know.
I was
until
just
going to
say that. Like,
yeah. I was like,
we could
do it episode one and all two people can hear who you are, you know. And I was like, I'm going to wait.
So
I'm going to be patient about it.
Double digits coming in there.
Yeah, exactly. Now
well,
all
12 Well, I think what we should do is wait. Like, so once Rusty Shackelford kind of takes off as a character, and what this is the inside of the podcast. Like, once everything starts growing, we'll have to, like, taste test one of their beers when we have, like, 50 listeners.
Yeah. No, you know, and I want to get it to where we can set it up and go do a live tasting at Rock. Like, that's the place. If we're going to do a live tasting, that's the place I want to do it. I want to sit down with them, talk to them about their beers, live taste them, let them talk about their beers, that kind of stuff, you know? And I think that would be a big thing for the podcast. Like, that'll be a big day that we can really celebrate when we do something
like
that.
We could take all this stuff over there and do it. That'd be cool.
Yeah. However, we got to do it, you know, if we got to hook microphones up to the portable one, you know, we could do that too. And just, you know, however we got to do it. I think it's going to sound, it's such a big open facility. It's probably going to sound like weird anyway.
Well, I like the quality we just heard, cause it sounds like you're in a brewery. It's cool.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, however we got to do
That's cool. And I'm glad we're including those kind of things in our podcast. And you and I both have had ideas over the years, tried things, and some of them have failed. A lot of mine have failed. Like, I've got these little business ideas. I try them. I spend a month on it. My wife's thinking, why is he always out in the garage? I say, honey, it's going to take off. Don't worry about it. I'm going to be blowing Etsy up, you know, like with sales, and it's going to be great. But, you know, it hasn't come to pass yet. And it's cool because something I learned, because my job's sort of, I work with machines. I work in a mechanical setting. Even in an automotive setting, which we've done together, we rebuilt that Volkswagen engine together.
Great times.
I think the key is when you're working on something like that, and I'm starting to learn that it's the key to, I'm on the low end of the spectrum, but people like Mark and other people who are succeeding are higher up on it, is don't give up on it.
Right.
I think that's something, and my brother is just 17, and I've been trying to tell that to him too. When we're working on a car or something, you're going to run into problems. You're going to fucking fail. It's going to happen all the time. Like, particularly in a mechanical, I mean, how many problems do we have on that engine? I mean, hundreds, right. Like you run into problems, and I find myself having to tell myself, and something I had to learn is don't shut down and give up and just, you know, say, I can't do it.
Right.
You know? And I think it's,
don't get,
you will get it. Just keep going, and maybe I'm just trying to convince myself that's true, but
no,
it's true, and it's true when you see people like, you know, these guys, all these breweries that we've been drinking beers from, it's kind of cool that there's an entrepreneurial aspect to it, and there's like a, just don't give up, don't let the problems stop you. Like, these guys have had to do, like, you were talking about some of the things at Rock House that had to be done to get the place prepped just to brew beer there, like breaking up concrete, all this stuff, and it all seems hard. But if you just don't stop and you keep looking at it from a lot of different angles, from how do I take that broken bolt out of there to how do I start my own brewery, it's really all the same muscle that you're working, you know? And so I think it's enlightening to be a part of tasting these beers, because I think it's kind of cool, like, you know. Yeah. The whole scene.
I completely agree. I completely agree with what you're saying. You can't give up. And it's, I think that the mentality of the instant gratification of the lives we live nowadays, where it's like, pick up your cell phone, instant internet, pick up your cell phone, instant information, YouTube that, you know, you can figure out how to do anything, you know, and it's true. You can, but that gives you the mentality of, well, why is this not successful yet? This should have been successful overnight.
Yeah.
Like, this is a great fucking idea, and everyone should know about it because everyone has instant access to this. But what I've learned from doing the website and from doing all this other stuff is it's like, first of all, nobody knows about it. Just because it's on the web, just because it's on the internet, doesn't mean anybody's fucking been there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And just because it's on YouTube doesn't mean anybody saw your video.
That's true.
And it's rough. It's rough because you know you got a good idea. You know it could work, but you're just like. Why hasn't it happened yet? Why hasn't that, you know? And it's easy to get discouraged, and you have to just, you know, keep on keeping on. You know, you have to just keep going, like, okay, guess what? This week we have 13 listeners instead of 9, or whatever, you know? And it just grows exponentially. I mean,
and that's what our post show usually sounds like. But I think I had to bring it up because it's like, bravo to like Rock House, Hangar 24, all these people, like particularly, I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name, the guy over in Rancho.
Hamilton
Brewing Company. That was such an enlightening story. Like, sold his house, did all this.
Yeah.
So it really is, inspirational. So I'm glad we get to talk to these people and spotlight them and stuff.
Yeah. Thanks all for giving us great brew.
Yeah. I think it's about time to Koozie approve this madman of a beer we're drinking.
Yeah,
this is a
real beer here. And you're right about the alcohol by volume. You can definitely taste it. And
you know what's funny is I spent most of my early 20s like consuming things that were high in alcohol by volume because they're cheap, you know, and you don't have much money and you can only afford two beers or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'd go with a malt liquor or something, and even that would be 6%. You'd be like, "Ooh, this tastes like vodka and water with some," you know. It's kind of, but this, even though it's potent, you can tell it's still pretty drinkable.
Right. Well, and when I think of something like this, it's kind of like I have to compare it a little bit more to a wine. And even though it doesn't taste like a wine, it definitely tastes like beer. It's one of those, like, you know, you kind of have to go. I don't know what this cost you, but I'm guessing somewhere between like $9 and $12 or so.
I think it was like $8.99 or okay, something. Yeah.
So and you have to. That's one of those things where you're going like, are you going to pay $9 for a beer? Really? Like, I don't know.
I mean, it is a big beer. Is it 24 or 22?
It's probably a full. I would imagine it's 750.
It's definitely meant to share,
but yeah. But yeah, 750 milliliters. So it's the same size as a bottle of wine, you know. And that's what I look at when I buy something like this. I go, you know, but would I spend $9 on a bottle of wine? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would. Me and the lady would sit down and share it for the night, and that's that. You know,
yeah.
I mean, this one's only 9.4. You know, alcohol wines are usually up there in like 12, 13. You know, yeah. But still, I mean, it's delicious. All right.
So what we got to decide now is we both brought the beer. So who goes first?
I'm going with your. It's your turn. Okay. It's your beer, so I rate.
I really like the way you set it up in the picture frame of wine, because that's really what you got to think a bit about it as. I mean, you're not going to buy 12 of these and sit back with your buddies and go fishing. I mean, it just ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But for what it is, like, if you're going to go out to a nice restaurant and they've got this there, or like you said, you're having a special dinner and you're going to have some beers that match with your steak or whatever, it's one of those kind of beers, I'm going to go with a 8.8. Give it 8.6.
8.6?
I'm going to go 8.6.
Yeah.
Overall beer rating, but if you're looking for something really special, I'd probably give it up in the 9s if it's a one-time thing. Overall beer, I'm going 8.6 Kenzie's.
I got a couple of things on it. It does have a finishing tartness, a finishing bite. I don't know if it's the alcohol by volume or what it is. But it's there's a flavor that I'm not incredibly fond of on the finish. Yeah. But again, higher alcohol by volume. So you're going to kind of get that, I feel. And the other thing is the Belgian yeast, you know, I'm starting to learn that I'm not a fan of Belgian yeast. And I think that like American whites and like the Hefs and that kind of stuff use the Belgian yeast a lot.
Yeah.
And it gives it that distinct flavor. So I'm going to give it a little bit lower than that.
Okay.
I'm not going to go way low because I would absolutely sit down and love this bottle by myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, probably only one of them, but I'd be like, this is a great time.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it an 8. I'm going to give it an 8.
Solid 8. Yeah. All right. I think we're good. Yeah. Cool.
So, you got the joke?
I got the joke.
All right.
I hope you like it. I don't think you will.
Well, mine wasn't that great last week.
Mine's, I don't know. It could be good. It could be bad. All right. A man walks into a bar with a bag on his shoulder. He sits down and puts the bag on the floor. The barman says, "Sorry, you can't leave that lion there." The man replies, "It's not a lion. It's a bag." That's so stupid. I was rushing to find one, and I thought I chuckled.
Yeah, well, either you know what? Back to the animal jokes, which I think we've learned are usually not the greatest.
No.
But, you know, I don't know. I laughed.
All right. Well, that was our episode. Thanks to Rusty.
It's better
Thanks
than my guys gorilla joke.
Thanks to the guys over at Rock House, and. Appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, thanks guys. Subscribe on iTunes, give us a rating, and cheers to better beer.